The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
A very good afternoon, Rolien Marks.
Well, good afternoon, Gary Bromberg. I missed you yesterday.
Yes.
And happy Youth Day to everybody.
Thank you so much.
South Africa, a very, very important day, not to be forgotten in South Africa's
Absolutely.
History. Very, very important
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. Totally agree. So anyway, glad to have you back, Rolien. And let's kick off. So the U.S. President Biden will visit Israel and meet with PA President Abbas. He will then fly to Saudi Arabia. While he is in Israel, though, Biden will have a special military presentation. What is he going to see? What is the objective of this?
Well, I'm very jealous. I never thought I would say this, but I am very jealous of President Biden because he is going to have a presentation of Israel's absolutely revolutionary, groundbreaking laser interception system project. Now, this was tested successfully just a couple of months ago, and it used to be spoken about that wars will be fought in the form of Star Wars. And people thought about that last year when our Iron Domes intercepted all the missiles and rockets coming in from the Gaza Strip. But we now have tested very successfully the Iron Beam or David Sling or whatever you want to call it. And this is a laser that will be able to knock out any incoming rockets, missiles, and drones. Very important. It was, in fact, tested successfully on drones. And it is a very expensive project. He will see a demonstration of this. It's the new laser defense system, which we are hoping will become operational in a few years' time. But it does cost a lot of money initially. You know, when we are using those lasers in any kind of battle, it doesn't cost a lot. But to set up this project, to roll them out, is very expensive. So we are going to be appealing to him for funding. However, that being said, Israel is also talking to other partners. So anyone who has bucket loads of cash and wants to invest, this would be a good one for you to get in on the ground. So we will be appealing to the president for funding on this project. But again, this is purely defensive, just like the Iron Dome is purely defensive, and hope that it will be rolled out within the next couple of years.
Do you have an idea when this presentation will be?
Well, we know that he's here on the 14th and 15th. We don't know which day he will be at Palmachim military base, but he will be seeing that. He will be seeing the Iron Domes that everybody is so familiar with. And hopefully he is as impressed as we are with our laser defense system.
Absolutely. Yesterday, a major gas deal was also signed between Egypt, Israel, and the EU. So what does this deal entail?
Well, this is also extraordinary. This is also a major game changer. The president of the EU Commission, Ursula von Leyen, has been in Israel over the last couple of days. And yesterday, this historic agreement was signed in Cairo. So as many people are aware, Israel does have natural gas deposits, and now we are ready for export. So what the deal entails, and this is crucial, especially now when Europe is trying to wean itself off the reliance on Russia for gas, and of course we can see the effects around the world, including here in Israel, with regards to the energy crisis, which has been a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So Israel inked a deal. What will happen is we will pipe our natural gas through a pipeline to Egypt. It will then go through various EU countries and of course bring huge revenue both to Egypt and to Israel. And it's also massively significant for Israel and Egypt because we're seeing the peace, which has been in existence for decades now, a kind of lukewarm, really heating up. And we really hope that we will see the same level of cooperation, of exchanges, of tourism that we see with the Emiratis, with the Moroccans. So that is what we are really hoping to eventually get to. So a really historic day yesterday, and very importantly, helping Europe. Interesting that these countries know exactly who to talk to when the going gets tough. Just saying, it will help wean them off their dependency on Russian gas.
I think that's really interesting. So obviously that's what was discussed with the visit from Ursula von der Leyen. So is there anything else that perhaps of interest that was discussed in that, you know, in that visit?
Well, it has been a significant visit because she's, as all politicians do, she visited Palestinian Authority Mahmoud Abbas. A little bit of tension in that meeting because the Palestinian Authority want their aid reinstated. The European Union is debating whether or not to condition that aid on the exclusion of incitement and hate speech, hate against Jews in Palestinian textbooks. That might be one of the criteria. They have agreed to restart a small portion of their funding, and obviously the Palestinians want a lot more than what the Europeans are proposing, but it looks like this could become conditional. She was also conferred with an honorary doctorate at Tel Aviv University, and she also visited, very importantly, Yad Vashem, and she said, you know, the history of Europe is the history of the Jewish people. I think she was reminded that it wasn't such a great history in Europe, but she also reaffirmed and reiterated the commitment of European countries and certainly the European Union to fight anti-Semitism. And yesterday I did participate in a session at the UNAOC on anti-Semitism. I heard from their EU Commissioner Chair on anti-Semitism, Katharina von Schnurbein, speaking about projects on the ground, speaking about their commitment. And they are doing a lot in ensuring that anti-Semitism is combated. In my opinion, not enough on left-wing anti-Semitism, but they have Holocaust denial, Holocaust education, all of that firmly in their sights and on the agenda.
So, I mean, the EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. So, I mean, it really sounds like this was a huge success, and I'm so pleased to hear that. Rolene, we are hearing dogs barking in the background. I hope that no one's being chased on the road.
There is barking. That's the neighborhood dog.
Is that the name?
on
the discussion. Okay, so Ben and Jerry's are back in the news this week. This time their parent company, Unilever, is being sued. Why?
Do you remember a time when our ice cream didn't speak and certainly wasn't political? Well, now it has become a political minefield, but this time it's getting super interesting. Unilever is being sued. There is a proposed class action that has been filed in Manhattan against Unilever by shareholders. And the reason is fairly simple. The shareholders are accusing Unilever of mishandling the announcement by Ben and Jerry's that they will no longer be selling their ice cream in what they call the occupied territories, that is the West Bank and East Jerusalem, or what we know as Judea and Samaria. This is a very, very controversial decision by Ben and Jerry's and has led to several states withdrawing their pension funds from Unilever. And now the shareholders are saying that Unilever did not disclose that information and stood by Ben and Jerry's, knowing full well that 35 U.S. states have anti-BDS legislation in place, and several states have already enacted that legislation. So a big smack for Unilever, who is the holding company of Ben and Jerry's.
So, I mean, we don't have too much time, but Ben and Jerry's also in the news on accusations of indoctrination. What is that about now?
Well, this is just extraordinary. This is a story broke by the Jewish Insider. My grammar is terrible today, Gary Brumberg.
Don't worry.
When you really recruit a new hire to Ben and Jerry's, you will have to do a training that entails watching 4-hour-long broadcasts about the Israel-Palestinian conflict. What that has to do with ice cream, I have no idea. But this is yet another example of how BDS has infiltrated them. This is a program that has been pushed by Omar Shakir of Human Rights Watch, who was actually expelled from Israel for his BDS activities. But in my opinion, this is a civil rights infraction. I'm sure that if you work for any company, you don't have to subscribe to their politics, but forcing your politics on your staff, well, I think
absolutely,
that's infringement of people's civil rights.
Absolutely. And with that, Raleen, let me say Shabbat Shalom, and thank you so much, and have a good weekend, and we shall chat to you on Monday afternoon.